First, the Wisconsin Department of Corrections will require staff at all of its prisons to wear face masks starting on Monday. That comes after months of making decisions about mask rules on a facility-by-facility basis. As of yesterday, 283 incarcerated people and 85 prison staff had tested positive for COVID-19. Most have recovered. No deaths have been reported, but prisons remain a vulnerable place for the spread of the virus. And for families of inmates, that can cause a lot of worry and uncertainty. Rory Linane is an Ideas Lab reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's been following this story. Rory, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Can you talk about some of the things that make prisons and inmates and their staff especially vulnerable to this coronavirus?
Yeah, definitely. So in doing this reporting, I talked with Dr. Anasia Safdar, who's the Medical Director of Infection Control at UW Health. And she pointed out a lot of factors. A big one is that people in prisons really don't have much control over social distancing from each other, especially in a lot of Wisconsin prisons where there's overcrowding. For example, in Waupun, where there was a big outbreak, it's at about 140% of capacity. So it's even more crowded than it's designed to be. Additionally, being in indoor spaces, often poorly ventilated indoor spaces, can be very dangerous. We've seen lately with scientists have been stressing the risk of airborne transmission with smaller droplets that don't fall to the ground and can linger in the air for hours. So when you're sharing an indoor space with that stagnant air, that's really risky. And then also in the prisons, you have staff moving in and out every day, and you don't know who they're interacting with outside of their jobs. Additionally, some people have said inmates are scared to report if they have symptoms because some people are being quarantined in the same cells that are used for administrative segregation, also known as solitary confinement, so they don't necessarily want to have to go there. And inmates are more likely to have underlying health conditions like asthma and diabetes that put them at a higher risk for severe cases of COVID.
I know in other states around the country, people have pointed to some prisons as actual hotspots for COVID-19. I mentioned the numbers we've seen statewide. Are there any facilities so far that have been treated like hotspots or where there's been particular concern?
Yeah, the State Department of Corrections has been testing inmates and staff across the state. The biggest problem spot we've seen so far is Waupun Correctional Institute, where 228 inmates tested positive and staff members have also tested positive. And in addition to that, we've seen cases at several Milwaukee facilities in Oshkosh, in Portage, and other locations as well.
Until this week, what had been the policy when it came to masks in prisons in the state?
Yeah, until this week, the Department of Corrections was implementing those requirements on a case-by-case basis. They wouldn't tell me exactly what the criteria were, but they were looking at community spread and other factors to determine where they would require that. But, you know, public health experts have pointed out that it's really important to wear masks as a preventative measure, especially for staff that could be bringing the virus in from outside. And so now, today, the Department of Administration has announced that all state employees across the board have to wear masks when they're inside state facilities. So that covers staff who are working in these Department of Corrections facilities.
Do we know about mask availability, even if they're not required for the inmates themselves?
Yes, I believe each inmate was supposed to be given 3 masks at least. And, you know, in some cases that may be difficult. It means they need to be able to launder them frequently. But in terms of the family members I spoke to, they felt like their loved ones inside did at least have access to 2 masks to be able to wear those.
We're talking to Rory Linane, Ideas Lab reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's been covering concerns about COVID-19 in Wisconsin's prison system, a new requirement, as you just heard, for masks to be worn by the staff at those facilities now. That's effective. That was just announced today. And Rory, you just mentioned you've been talking to relatives and partners of people who are incarcerated. Can you share some of the stories and concerns that they shared with you?
Yeah, it's really hard for them, especially right now, because they can't do in-person visits. And so they a lot is really out of their control, and there's a lot they can't do for their loved ones. And they know that their loved ones are stuck somewhere, and they can't control whether they're social distancing and in sanitary environments. So a lot depends on how seriously the staff are taking this. And some said that even in places where staff are supposed to be wearing masks, the inmates have observed that they're not wearing masks. And even the loved ones themselves have observed in video visits that staff were not wearing masks, even though they were sharing the room with the inmates. And, you know, one person I talked to said her husband told her that the staff were actually joking about the virus, and that, you know, one staff member came in wearing a mask and then took it off and said he was just joking, and put the mask in his pocket.
And we've been focusing on adult facilities so far. How about the youth prison at Lincoln Hills, which we've talked about a lot for other reasons over the years on the show? What do we know about youth facilities?
Yeah, originally the masks were not required at the youth facilities, but more recently, I think it was last week, or early this week, they started requiring staff to wear masks there as well.
In the early days of coronavirus, I understand there were some releases of nonviolent offenders, efforts to reduce, at least to some extent, crowding at facilities. How much of a difference does that seem to have made?
Yeah, that's one of the main steps that public health experts recommend, because it's the only way to make sure that people can stay safe. So the Governor Evers administration did say that there would be steps to release some people in certain situations, especially looking at people who were on supervised release and were incarcerating for violating rules of that release, and others with nonviolent criminal charges. The ACLU a couple weeks ago came out with a report that gave Wisconsin an F-plus grade for its response to COVID in jails and prisons, and basically said that there hasn't been enough progress made with releasing folks from jails and prisons. But there is information on the DOC website about how people can petition for early release, especially if they're elderly or if they have certain health conditions.
Yeah, I saw you'd reported on that very low grade, F-plus, I guess not a very good grade. Have some of the concerns raised there, I guess in part with this now mask requirement, have some of the concerns raised there been addressed since that report came out?
I believe partially, yeah. Like the mask requirement is one example, because one aspect of that report was looking at the protective equipment available and required. The report also looked at doing testing, which DOC has committed to testing inmates and staff, but it'll be important for that to be done on an ongoing basis. And the report also looked at the availability of data. And if you go on the DOC website, doc.wi.gov, there is a dashboard for COVID where you can see how many staff and inmates have tested positive at each site.
What kind of things are you watching for now? This mask requirement, obviously a big development. What other kind of things are you watching for with the story of COVID-19 in Wisconsin's prisons?
I think we'll want to keep an eye on how much testing there is going forward. Like I said, you know, public health officials say it's important to test on an ongoing basis, especially because the virus could be introduced at any time. They also say, you know, reducing the population is the thing that people stress the most. So we'll be looking at that as well.
And that mask mandate, when does that kick in? It was announced today, you mentioned.
Yes, that kicks in on Monday. And it applies not just in the DOC facilities, but all state employees who work in state facilities will have to wear masks when they are indoors.
Rory, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Rory Linane. She's an Ideas Lab reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She talked to us about efforts to slow the spread of COVID-19 in Wisconsin's prisons. The Wisconsin Corrections Department had been putting different rules in place at different facilities, but as we heard, staff at all prisons will be required to wear masks starting on Monday. Is this your story? Do you work at a correctional facility? Are you an inmate? Do you have a family or other loved ones incarcerated right now? What kind of concerns do you have about COVID-19? How is it affecting your ability to communicate with your loved ones? If you work there, how is it affecting your job? You could post over on the Ideas Network Facebook page and let us know, or you can email, share your story at ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. And as always, you can tweet us at Central Time WPR.